Hey
there, Hank. This your girl Dominique LeBlue. I am so glad you are on Anchor. Now I can listen to you while I drive. Anyways, much success. See you around. Bye.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's happening? Got a little military morph on the cup. Got some drink in my cup. Oh, it's water. It's water. It's water. Nothing else. It's water. What's going on? You know what it is. It's your boy, Big Tank. Hey, coming at you. In another live stream. And Hank's wild about herbs. But I got somebody here that might be a little wilder about herbs than me. But we gonna see. Thank y'all for coming through, checking us out. I got spicy noodles. We gonna find out why he's called spicy noodle. Exotics, man. We gonna see what's going down, man. We gonna see what he got jumping out. If I can find my proper button here. Bow, all right. What's going on, man?
What's good? What's good?
What's going on? Hey, everybody. Mike, spicy noodle exotic. He gonna have to tell us about the spicy noodle. He gonna have to do that one. He gonna have to do it.
Y'all see me. Y'all see me. Gotta do my spicy dance. Y'all see me.
Already. Introduce yourself. Tell them about Little Mike to Big Mike, and then we gonna dive in.
All right. So if you don't know, I'm Mike with Spicy Noodle Exotics. I've been doing this thing for a little while now. I would say probably about 10 years. The last year more seriously, but let's see where it started at, man. I started, I think I had my first ball python in the third grade, right? So, you know, I've been wild about animals my whole life, you know, grew up watching like Animal Planet and things of such, you know, with my grandfather, and that's really what brought this fascination to me, you know, watching the late great Steve Irwin, as many of us did. Jeff Irwin as well, you know. Yeah. He was around that same time, and a few others. But yeah, that's what my fascination really started, man. So I've always liked exotic animals, and I just really, you know, clung to the ball python. So that's my whole thing right there, bro. That's my whole thing, you know.
Already, yeah. Do you remember Mutual Love Omaha?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sundays, oh man, I had the little card box with all the cards of every animal.
Thanks.
That was on earth at the time, man.
Yep.
You couldn't tell me nothing.
That's one of them. I was so sick with it, brother. I had that. My fascination was so broad with animals that I thought I was going to be a veterinarian. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I was going to be a veterinarian. So I had like all them books, all the dog books, all the snake books, all the animals of Africa books. You know, I had it all. Every last thing. I dove deep into animal culture. I really immersed myself in learning everything I could learn about as many animals as possible. So I was
already. Yeah, I was about that encyclopedia. Yeah, I know some of y'all don't know about the Britannica.
Hey,
yeah, that's Britannica.
Hey, I came up. We still have the collection. What you mean? We have the collection.
Hey, if you needed the A, the D, the S, if you needed them books, you had to come to my room. They wasn't gonna be in the shelf because I was gonna have them in my room. Already, man. Before we get started, spicy noodle. Where did that come from?
Oh, spicy noodle. Okay, easy. Spicy noodle came from an aggressive, some people say aggressive, but it's really a defensive snake, right? So anytime you have a defensive snake, like, they don't have arms, they don't have hands, they can't talk. So what's the first thing they're going to do? Bow. They're coming at you, right? So in order for, you know, them to kind of get some space between you and them, they got to lunge at you. But, you know, that could all be worked out. So I seen so many different names of people's businesses in the reptile community. And I just needed something that was fitting for me and something that if you're in a reptile community, you're going to know. You're like, Spicy Noodle. Oh, Spicy Noodle. Okay, yeah, I like that. Then they see the logo. It starts from there. You feel me?
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, I would have never imagined. But okay, yeah. All right. Gotcha.
A little play on words, you know what I'm saying?
Already. That's cool. And yeah, now putting it together, a shirt, okay, all right. I should have been quicker on the gun, but hey. That's all right, man. Now, where do you want to take this morph game to?
I'm trying to take it to new heights. I'm trying to do things that nobody has done. Everybody say that, like, oh, everything's been done. It hasn't all been done yet. There are so many different morphs that people aren't really tapped into. You know, we could talk about the pastels. We could talk about, what's another one? The first thing that really comes to mind is the pastels. So everybody's, like, getting real tired of pastels. You go to Morph Market, it's probably, like, 2,300 or more. You know, pastel something on Morph Market. So, you know, in order to leave the legacy that I'm trying to leave, I want to do something a little bit different. So, yeah, I got pastel lineage in some of my snakes, some of my pythons, but I'm breeding away from it. I'm only going to use it where I see fit, but I'm not about to saturate the market with pastels, you know. And then you got to have, like, the right line of pastel, too, because there's several different lines of pastel. That's what I want to do. I mean, and aside from that, I also, you know, want to lessen the stigma, the bad name that reptiles have in our community. You know, coming up, like, you played with snakes, or somebody had a snake, there was a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? So I got to.
Or evil.
Yeah, definitely evil. I got to get that up out of people's minds. So anytime I see somebody, if I'm out and about in the streets, and, you know, Walmart, mall, whatever, you know, I might have, you know, one of my reptiles with me, and, you know, I see the looks, I see the stares, and I get people to get close, so close that they might be terrified, and it was like, all right, I'm gonna touch it. I'm like, nah, come on, look, I'll turn it away from you, just touch it. Why are you afraid of this animal? Tell me why. Because the movie Anaconda, man, them things will eat you. That thing around your neck is gonna eat you. I say, this nigga never get big enough to eat me. It's not possible. Y'all watch too many movies, none of that stuff is true. So, look, come here. Let me educate you. So, that's another thing I want to do. I want to take the younger generation and educate them on why snakes aren't evil, snakes aren't bad, you know, especially the ones that are non-venomous. No hate to my venomous gang, because I mess with y'all too. I'm talking about the ones that you can free handle, and if you get bit, you ain't going to die.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it's about for me.
Already? That's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. I can feel that. Because when I say, man, if it naturally occurred in Texas, I done had it in a glass tank or cage. Man, I done had caimans, alligators, turtles, ball pythons, Nile monitors, man, tarantulas. Oh, jeez. My God, dude. Six lion skinks. Neighborhood pigeons. I done had everything, man.
I feel it.
I had everything, man. But hey, that's something good, man. A very, very productive, something that's very needed. And in our culture, most definitely.
Oh, thanks.
We are definitely afraid of snakes and black cats. But I mean, you know, that's a whole nother situation. That's a whole other situation. Man, I'm gonna put you on the spot now.
All right.
This is my opinion, but I'm gonna get yours.
Let's hear it.
The monsoon as it is, I don't like it.
Okay, why?
It is, I feel too busy for its own good and slightly muted to be so busy.
Okay. Well, I can say this. We haven't really tapped the surface of the monsoon project yet, right? I could understand your point of how busy it is, because it is a very busy animal, right? But if we could find something the right And it might be, I don't know if it's going to end up being another recessive stacked onto it, or if it's going to be something like bamboo, because that's a really dominant gene. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, something to help disrupt that pattern some. But it's something out there. There are far too many lines of codoms and doms and, you know, recessives that we could try with that, that we just got to play with it more. You know, it's yeah. I want to say it's relatively new, but it's not as new as everybody thinks it is. It's just not enough of it around to where everybody go, well, let me throw this in or let me throw that in, you know, so we can really see what it can do. So, you know, people
thought
Calvin Klein was washed up. And, you know, look at Justin, you know, for example. Yeah. He produces some stuff that make you like, how you do that? You know what I'm saying?
For real. See, I like to shoot that one out there. For as deep as this thing goes, people still get into this sheep mentality. And the ball python genetic pool goes way too deep to ever fall into this comfortable spot. It should be impossible. When new stuff come out, okay. Sometimes you hit that one that's like, oh man, stand alone. But then you get the stuff like Monsoon shot through it. I mean, it's just crazy. And then I'm like, come on, y'all. Imagination. Come on. Drop some Ultramel in that. Drop some Blackhead on that. Drop some Zantic on that. Or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hook your boy up, you know?
Oh yeah.
But you know, I just we was trying to stir the pot a little bit. That's all, you know. But that's a real thing.
That's the beauty in it, right? You know what I'm saying? Let's stir the pot up. You know what I'm saying? Let's throw some stuff in there. Like you said, hey, Zantic, let's throw some stuff in there that you know you ain't even think of to put with this. Like, oh man, let's put that in there. You know, let's put some red jean. Let's put some blackhead in there. You know, let's put some black pastel in there. Yeah, let's do it. Let's put some leopard in there. Let's do it. Come on.
No, definitely. And it's like, what is the? Well, no, I can't say that it's not already in the pot being stirred up somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got them heavy hitters out there. They like, oh, man, he done told the cheat code. Let me act like I didn't hear that. But, look, yeah, no, I have to shoot that out there.
I would say it's a marathon, right? You know, it's not a sprint. Although a lot of people are trying to sprint to that finish line, be the first person to do this and do that, it's a marathon, man. Take this race at your own pace.
Most definitely.
Now,
what is in your imagination a combo that you've been dabbling a little with in your head that you think would be off the hook?
I might get like some, you know, some naysayers, but man, I've been wanting to hop in that Sunset Project and mix stuff in, like, I almost don't even want to say. But I got some recessives in mind that I wouldn't mind putting with the Sunset Project that I believe would better it, not just as a baby or a fresh hatchling, but as an adult as well, because we're always finding how a python looks as an adult. You know, that's another thing. Like, I want to try and put some stuff out there that looks great as an adult, so not only are you satisfied watching it grow, but as soon as it turns into an adult, it gets its adult colors, you're like, man, this animal still looks amazing. I'm glad I purchased this from Spice Noodle Exotics.
Hey, gotcha. For real. Is there a combo that changes for the better into the adulthood? I mean, almost color flips per se. Because I know it tends to fade out a little bit, you know. Yeah. But is there anything that you're like, oh man, it's, as it matured, it's almost not even the same snake. But in its own right, it has an adult pizzazz.
I would say something that has like fire in it, because after every shed, it's just going to continuously get better and better. So that's something that you're going to win with, no matter if it's just fire. Let's say firefly, for example. It's going to start off looking like, ooh-wee. And as it gets older and older and older, it's up into adulthood, it's just going to continue to look great, you know. That's the one of the first morphs I can say that is going to stay looking good, alongside with like your desert ghost and enhancers and things such.
Gotcha. I don't hear enhancer being used much, but that DG is stuck on everything.
Yeah, but I mean it's so for me, like, and people probably gonna hate that I say this, but like DG makes things look. It brightens it, but it gives it like a creamier look, if that makes sense to you. It's not real sharp and crisp.
Sharp, yeah.
Enhancer actually enhances and sharpens and crisps up the pattern. So, I mean, call it what you want, but that's just my personal opinion.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Ergo, enhancer. But no, man. See, it's those types of conversations, man, that have to be had, though.
Of course.
Those types of conversations that have to be had. Okay, got another one for you.
Shoot.
Single gene female, because I heard this last night. Night before last. Pardon me. Single gene female to stacked powerhouse males. It is super easy to identify, as opposed to what I'm seeing a lot of, you know. And then you ask 10 people, hey, what is this? And 8 of the 10 will give you something else.
Yeah.
And it's fine if you created it and you say, going on, you know, the knowledge that I have and my cohorts have the same bit of knowledge. I can't fail if I call it this, plus I made it. But then when you sell something that's not visual to somebody else and they trying to prove it out, do you think there's that would be a better chance for that person that says, hey, I'm only using single gene females, and so I know what these males got. Would you think it would be easier to prove out those offspring as opposed to?
I would say that whether it be a single gene female or a multi-gene male, when you're putting them together, you never know what you're going to get. You know, it's real Forrest Gump. You know, when life's like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. You don't know every time. You don't know what you're gonna get. Yeah, you're gonna know what the sire has, and then you're gonna know what the dame has. You put it together and you're gonna make your best educated guess, especially if it's something like something new, you know, versus something that's already been well established. All yeah, so it's pastel, it has those green eyes. All right, we know it's pastel. All right, we know it's spider because of this. All right, we know it's pinstripe because of, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like so many different factors play at hand when it comes to identifying snakes successfully. And what that has to do with is how much have you studied, right? How much have you studied each individual gene to know that when I put this one with this one, I get this? Or if I subtract this and I use this over here, I get this. Is it still staying the same? Are you still seeing those same traits? You know, it's not a lot of people that have the eye so good to tell what it is 100%. Now, yes, there are a lot of breeders out here that do have that eye, but then there's some that have been doing this for 20 plus years that, like, I don't know what that is. It's definitely blackhead, or it's definitely black pastel, or it's definitely cinnamon, but you got something else going on there. I don't know what was the sire? What was the dame? You know, all those questions are going to come into play. So it's a lot that goes into it. And yeah. I credit that to, like I said, the amount of knowledge that you've learned from studying the game of ball pythons and or any other reptile that you deal with.
Already. I'm telling you, man, every time I ask questions on him and I'm teaching myself while I do that, you know. So I'm going to ask that stuff that you don't hear nobody ask. But Tish a few weeks ago was like, you know, you asked questions. See, it was a fresh. You asked me questions that I had never. Because I'm trying to learn. And then if it's somebody, hey, if it's in your head and you don't want to create no wave, Let hype create the wave. I ain't tripping.
Hey, good thing.
Because within that, you could create something that hasn't been seen, because we see people creating things that haven't been seen.
All will.
Who says you can't be that person? Just because you had some simple, if that's the way you're judging yourself, you had some simple, you know, combos, you know, that's the way people looking at what you have. But you got some stuff lying dormant, or you got some stuff that's hidden. You got some stuff that you done paid $20,000 for this snake. Yeah. But there's a couple of genes that's in there that the person you bought it from don't even know it's in there.
Yeah. And that do go on. That definitely goes on out here. You know? And you pull from it and boom, new gene. How did I know? I just got this from Europe somewhere. And now I pulled this up out of it. Call them back. Did y'all know such and such? No, we haven't got any of that. Sometimes things, they mutate, they evolve. We're playing with genealogy here. So it's bound to have something random pop out at some point. You know, that might have been, I don't know, 10 generations back. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know.
Because that kind of reminds me of the guppy fish. If you know where the first guppy, where it came from, this is a guppy. Well, how is that a guppy? And that's a guppy. Exactly.
Yeah.
So many combinations have been put together. And now, when you got, I got a tape right down here that I spent my money and got two pure strains, and put them together. You know, folks are like, hey, man, do you have some? Nope. What you mean? You bought such a, you said you had fry. Yep, I did. Now they mixed with, oh, man, what do you, hey, I got some things, you know, going on. I got some things I want to see. I want to pull some stuff out and be like, hey, check this out. Man, exactly. You ain't never seen that before. The people in Indonesia and whatnot can't be the only ones that's bringing out. You know what I'm saying? Come
they
on,
got
man.
They got that work over there. Like, I don't know if you ever been over there, but I went to Thailand a couple years ago, and my folks were living there. You know, they were doing the expat thing, and they had a beautiful koi pond, you know, in their yard, and they had some work up in that koi pond. I'm like, yeah.
What I'm talking about? Imagination, no ceiling. Oh man, I'm gonna get on that soapbox for a little bit.
It takes all of that. You have to have a broad imagination in order to expound on some things that are not here. They're not available. You know, you got to really sit back and think. I'm like, I'll take this, a little bit of that. Hold on, subtract this. Hold on, pull this from over here. Mash these together. Wait a couple years. Ooh, that's new. Hold on, let's pull that. Put that in here. You know, just keep going down that path. You're gonna snowball into something big. It's bound to happen.
When they created the microwave, that threw all Americans off, man.
Hey. hey, quick side story. So I remember my mother was young. You know, the microwave, boom, just hit. The microwave hit. You know, my grandparents, they got a microwave, right? Mom's, she's hungry. She wants to make a burger. Puts the raw meat on there. Now, this is back in the day now. That first glass that you had, you know, she put the raw meat on there to make her a burger. Broke the glass. Microwave. Got to go back to the old way and warm stuff up, right? Oh, my uncles and stuff were so mad at her. I know they was hot. But if you think of stuff like that, right? And you probably never think in a million years that we would have stuff like the air fryer. Which to me, I still don't know what I have one. I don't know what witchcraft is in there that makes food nice and crispy. You could restore French fries back to, you know, order. I don't know. But look, it's forever going to be witchcraft until somebody sits down and breaks it down. Look, this is how we did it. We took the protons and the neutrons and we mixed it. Then we got this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, I listen to podcasts, you know, about cryptids and aliens and every day. So, you know, My own little old, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? I almost started a YouTube channel, and then I pulled it back. You know, I was like, oh, no, I don't know if they're ready for that yet. But,
you know what happens to people when they start going down that rabbit hole?
Yeah. Yeah. You go crazy or you disappear, or, well, you know.
All I'm going to say is Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And folks, if you don't know who Bob Lazar is, go look him up. Got a whole special on Netflix. Couple channels about him on YouTube.
Look. You make me want to say too much, man. Let me stop, man. Let's go.
Just a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's go to, you know. If I get me some water and run me a car, you know what I'm talking about?
Hmm.
Hey, I'm...
But, you know, is it after that? They find out, you out of here.
Out of here.
We talk about the hydrogen car. Where is it? What happened to it? Who invented it? Where's that guy? He's out of here. He's a figment. It could go get real deep.
Say, oh, that was a myth. What?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say this one, then we're going to get back on the snakes. I worked at a dealership for 15 years.
Okay.
And we were on 40 acres. We had Ford, Dodge, Chevy, Hyundai, and used cars all on one property. Well, at the Ford service, there was a guy over there driving a chicken grease vehicle.
Like biodiesel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there. He was right there. You know, I go up the hill. He was right there.
That's wild.
And I don't know. You know, he didn't go beyond that.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with that, but yeah, he real dude. I knew him personally, and he, you know.
That's wild. I mean, luckily he ain't disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Hempstead, Texas.
Okay.
I haven't been in Hempstead for 4 years now, and I hadn't worked at the dealership since 2009. Let's just say after I left there, after it shut down, because when the economy crashed, it shut down with all the other dealerships.
Yeah.
Since 2009, I haven't seen, heard nothing. I don't know, you know.
You don't know. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, now. Ball Python.
Yes.
Why is the bell such a toss away now? What is that, man?
I don't see how, because it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. I could show you some of my most expensive snakes, and I pull out a bell, people still gonna say, ooh, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna hit them like, whoa, what is that? How is that? Can I get one? I don't see how it's such a toss-up. Like, now you could have bells that are just simply created. Lesser, Mojave, Russo, Mojave, you know, whatever. However you want to get there. But then you have others that are like, you know, might have like a recessive baked in there. You never know it until you pull that black light out, you know, or you might have the young cherry bombs, you know, with the red eyes, you know, so many different ways. But, you know, people feel how they feel about it. To me, it's like something that's going to help keep the lights on, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Your facility going, a.k.a. keep the payroll check signed. You know what I'm saying? You know, all of that goes hand in hand with it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. And I guarantee you, anytime. Have you been to a reptile expo yet?
Nope.
Okay. Wait, come on now, brother. There's so many of them here.
I've been close. You remember where I work?
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know.
Yeah.
You don't. Sir, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of, Yeah. Oh, I hit. Yeah. Yeah. Then I can go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what happened to me, you know.
Damn.
But yeah, I have plans, you know, to hook up with Gator Pool over there and roll out some stuff, you know what I'm saying? But
yes, sir.
Ah.
Gotta put that together. We got some nice
stuff.
I
gotta get that.
Shout out to Gator Pool, man.
Cause look, I'm sitting there like, I could show up at an expo with a table full of bells and sell out.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. That's why I'm so frustrated with that. I'm like, dude, you can show up with a table full of bells and sell out.
Yeah. You know, bells used to go for thousands of dollars.
Understand it,
folks don't understand. And they still, I think, what, like $400-$500 right now?
They'll still be in music videos. They're still moving. People still like, you know, to make scary movies and be doing seances and stuff. They want white snakes. You know what I'm saying? Low pie, look, low white pies, high white pies. I don't understand. A pie is off the hook.
And that's another thing that's gonna bring the people out. Wait, is that snake shedding? Is that the skin? Why is it white like that? Yeah, that's the pattern. It's a pie. Eyeball. That's what you get. And it's the cost up every time they come out. It could be high. It could be extremely low to where you can only turn them over and see the undercarriage and like, oh yeah, that's a pie. That bottom too white. You know?
Gotcha.
I love my pies. I love them to death. Love the pies. You know.
It's still facility. Like, facility wide.
Okay.
Long term. What you shooting at?
So I don't think I want like something too crazy. Like right now my mind is focused on boutique. So I want like a max of about 75 animals. And I mean that's 75 plus or minus some holdbacks, right? But just 75 for me to do whatever I please with, mix up however I want to mix it up, you know, with my projects. But I never want it to be like a Mike Will Banks or nothing like that or Brian Barchek as far as having so many animals. It's never been about that for me. What it's about is quality animals, right? The best quality in, best quality out, all the way down from my ASFs or my Norwegians. Like I want quality no matter what. So if it's just like a 2-gene codon that might have a head attached to it, you're getting the best possible animal that you can get. It's going to be the cleanest. You know, hopefully, you know, my genetics continue to breed these nice animals that they come out and just don't want to bite you. They just want to bite food and that's it. You know, I just have a desire not to go too crazy. I want to be able to, if I have to just do this by myself, cool. If I want to hire someone else to help, cool. You know, either way, I'm not trying to be crazy, but I do want to produce some crazy things that have you saying, oh man, yo, Spicy got, you know, Mike, he got some stuff going on over there. I gotta get with him. He always got keep us guessing. Every time he drops something, it's amazing. So yeah, that's how I'm gonna go with it.
Gotcha. What are you feeding?
ASFs and Norwegians.
Raising
ASFs, and every now and then, like if this week they had ASFs, then my females next week could get a rat pup, you know, and then my males the following week could get another ASF or a rat pup. You know? But yeah, primarily I'm feeding most of the ASFs.
Okay. You raising them yourself?
Oh yeah. You can't hear them over here? I'm looking at them right now. They over here squeaking and whatnot.
Oh no, I got a little special background music playing. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I raise them all myself, man. I got pies, I got all grays, I got albinos.
No, you got blues.
Yeah. Now, look, and that's just with the ASLs. Now with the Norwegians, man, I got all kind of stuff popping out of there. Everything but hairless. And I wouldn't be surprised if a hairless pop out.
Exactly. Do you know anybody that's pet trading? They have so many rodents that they pet trading also.
No.
So that's something that's still out there. They still They still buying these rodents for pets.
Yeah, I imagine there are some people like if let's say I can't go to Tractor Supply and get, you know, bedding and things and such, and I have to go by a big box store, which I just absolutely don't want to, if at all possible. And people, you know, ask me, hey, what do you have? And I say ASFs. They have no idea what it is. They have no idea. It's like, and then they first, you're not one of those snake breeders. You're not gonna go home and feed it to them. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the circle of life. It's my business. I told myself that I was using one of the big facilities down here called Big Cheek. Shout out to y'all, because y'all have kept my animals fed and full for years, until I decided, you know what, I'm spending all this money a week on this. How hard could it be to raise up something? You know, I always wanted to dabble in the ASF, so I'm like, let's see what we can do. And I happened to come upon some ASFs at a show, and then I grabbed some more with Earl from Lone Star Reptiles. And I got a couple colonies going, and man, once that first litter hit the ground, it's been like clockwork. 10, 14, 12, 11, babies on the ground. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, man, y'all dropping like crazy, crazy numbers. So, you know, for me, it's like I can supply a couple of close friends that might just have a pet, you know, just so my numbers don't go too crazy. I could freeze some, but, you know, whatever it is you need, I could just about do it. But,
gotcha. Yeah. I need to see how far away you are from me when I pull the trigger on.
I say probably like 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about 4 hours, folks.
Hey, look, I told you, I got people around the area, so you never know when I'm in town. You
know, right, I mean? Right. Man. Yeah, man, that's crazy. All right, so what you keeping your snakes on?
Right now I do unprinted paper. I've dabbled in like Aspen, you know, and I thought it was cool. However, it allows you to kind of get lazy. Like if you're on cocoa, for me at least, it allows you to get a little lazy. Like for me, I was told, oh man, you doing paper, man? Oh yeah, you're gonna get up off of that. Watch. I'm like, no, I kind of like it because I'm cleaning once a week and I don't have a crazy amount of animals. I don't have, you know, 1,000 animals to try and clean, where I can see where cocoa, you know, spot clean type situation would be easier on you. But for me, no. It's dirty? All right, hold on. Put you over here. Clean it up out of there. Situate it. Water. Bye. Simple as that.
Gotcha.
You know, it's more of a cleansiness. Like I like to see the clean. I like to see the urates in there, so it lets me know faster if there's a complication. And I gotta see, oh man, I need to go to the vet. Call such and such.
That one right there, man. That one right there, Coach. You know, I used to get out in my yard, you know, when I had my dog with my little hole, clean it up, you know, fecal matter, whatever. Yeah. And people be like, man, it took you X amount of time, you know, to clean it. I'm like, yeah, because I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that make a difference. All that make a difference.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I like to hear that, man. And I heard a, you know, can I say argument? No. I'm using the word argument. It means the same thing. About Aspen, Cedar, Cocoa, you know, why. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people be very passionate, you know, they'll just say, you know, but not taking into accord the person who doesn't have a lot of animals, as opposed to, hey, I got all these racks behind me and I'm speaking on what made it more efficient for me with all of these animals. I mean, I guess, yeah, I can see how you can get away from that, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
That's the biggest thing.
But it has to be, you know, you have to kind of st- stay grounded. He got to work a little harder at staying grounded for overall success. Because a lot of them people that's really killing whatever game they in, they still remember being that little dude.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, they might be saying, man, I don't want that no more. But they remember what they were doing, you know? And everything, all decisions are based on that. Well, okay, if I do this like this, and then I do that. No, because this used to not, you know?
Yeah.
And I work at a prison, and they stress no shortcut.
Oh. Hey, and that's what it's about. No shortcuts.
Yeah, no shortcuts. However, you can be as proficient as possible and still be quality.
Thanks. It's all about quality.
What you keeping them in?
PVC. PVC racks. Now, don't get me wrong. I like your ARS, your pack racks, you know, especially when they go full-fledged with the pack rack loop. You know, I like that. I like the Freedom Breeders. I love all that. Don't get me wrong. And eventually, I probably will have a couple of them, but I mean, you don't have to. My PVC keeps my humidity up. Everything's always good with them. You know, I'm able to pull you out. You good? Okay. Next one. And so on and so forth. But since I've been keeping in PVC for like 10 years and never had a problem. And then I was using printed newspaper. You know, as when you get into this hobby, you look for stuff that is cost effective, right? And I think they got it down there where you had like the green sheets.
Yeah.
Thrifty
nickel.
Yeah. You know, green sheets are free a lot of times, you know, whatever it takes. But I mean, now with the unprinted paper, yeah, I buy it, but I buy so much of it that it's stacked up. I'm good. You know, I don't got to worry about problems people might have if they order like some cocoa or something that come from wherever that might have got infested with some type of bug and or mite. And I don't have to worry about that, putting it in the freezer for a few months at a time before I can actually pull it out and use it. I don't have to do none of that. You know, I'm gotcha. Fresh out of the gate. Pull it out the plastic, we good.
Gotcha. What do you think about converted big box store multi-drawer storage bin?
Big box store multi-drawer storage bin. I think you would probably, well, are you saying like the animals that are there in the big box store and the multi-storage?
No, like if you buy one of those file cabinets, I think that's what they're really, but the plastic one with the solid and then you got the drawers in. I've seen that and I meant to ask somebody.
I think when it comes to heating it, you know, you might have an issue, or where it comes to maybe like your ventilation, as far as the animal getting enough air and things of that nature, you may come into an issue. Like I can say like a multi-drawer system like that is gonna be pretty thin. So if you go to put you some, like a whatever heating source you use, whether it's heat tape, i.e. some type of light, which to me, now that ain't gonna work out the gate, it's gonna melt it, but it had to be some type of heat tape and, you know, put your thermostat, whatever. I think it'll get too hot. I could be wrong. I don't have that type of setup, you know, because PVC is a lot thicker. You know what I'm saying? It can withstand, you know, different temperatures. So, yeah, I think that might be a bad idea in the long run.
Because I was picturing the wilt aspect with the heat, and eventually,
and
it may not melt like the light would do, but I can see it losing, you know, its tensileness or whatever.
Definitely.
And start to buckle. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I think it'll do that like rather quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
You want to, like I said, or like I always say, you want to have quality housing for your animals, no matter what. So if it take you a little time to, you know, get you like a PVC setup, or you want to get that quality professional look with like an ARS or your Freedom Breeder, stay that money, stack up and go that route, because in the end or the long run, it's going to be worth it versus you going the cheap route. Hands down.
Guilty snack pleasure.
Cookies.
Specific?
I'm old, man. I like oatmeal raisins.
Used to be one of my favorites, but I got a tooth in there that I need to move around. Yeah, the crispy oats be like, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, come on. Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah, I can see that. A nice, soft chewy, that's me with an oatmeal raisin. I still like an oatmeal raisin.
Man,
have you ever had a raisin bar? Can you remember?
A raisin bar.
It was kind of like, you know, the Fig Newton breading?
Yeah.
But not, it they didn't pulverize it and put it in the middle. It was just like the Fig Newton breading with raisins.
Mm. I think I've had that before, but it's been a real long time. That's something like I don't even know, you know, where you would get such a thing nowadays.
I think Archway or somebody used to make them.
Mm-hmm.
Archway Homestyle Cookies. My father, you know, I'm 50. You know, so, you know that there's a few things, you know, that
I can remember. Yeah,
I remember when ranch dressing used to taste different. There I go. See, that's how I ended up talking 2 hours about snacks. But you know,
hey, look, everything. I can say, you know, because I just turned 34 last weekend, and everything that I can remember as a child that I go back and try and take a little piece out of, it's not the same.
What
they did. What ingredients they took out that they was using once before, that they, you know, maybe it's the high fructose corn syrup where they was using sugar. I don't know. But it's totally different now. Totally different.
See, the trade-off is real ingredients, something that has an ingredient that's slightly addictive but cheaper. So we get the same price point and the same, or maybe sell it for more, make more money, but
yeah. Like, hit one. I got one for you, right? So you remember, you know, back in the 90s, early 2000s, whatever, like you would, I don't have one by me, but you would get a plastic bottle of juice, Coke, Sprite, whatever. It was a 20 ounce, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they were like a buck. A can was like a quarter, you know what I'm saying? So we went from that, and a bottle of water as well. You know, we went from that to 16.9 ounces for the same price or more. Did you see how they snuck that up on us?
Not till you just said it. Look.
Yeah.
Because that 20-ounce bottle, it was like this. It had the little bumps at the bottom with the little neck with the little top. Yeah. But the bottle was like that. Look. Yeah.
And the cap was hard plastic.
Yeah.
You wasn't getting through. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pull that mug open. Now it's like 30% less plastic.
Ooh.
30%, you know what I'm saying, less volume you're getting, but you're paying more. I noticed that as well with like a bar of soap. Back in the day, you'd get you a brick, you know.
Yeah.
Now it's like this, that's all I get. But it's $8 for a pack of three.
Yeah. And Ivory was the one, like the Irish Spring.
Hey.
Big curve. White and green, you can smell it. You can smell it from 2 hours over.
Yes, sir.
I think the Ivory Spring is over here.
Yes, sir. Not no
the
more.
Dog. Yeah.
Not no more. Things didn't change. So many things have changed. And who pays for that, right? The consumer. Out the gate, consumer's gonna pay for all of that.
That's crazy. Every time.
Yeah.
What do you see right now in the ball python game that you would change?
Does it have to be directly about ball pythons?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I would say, which has gotten a lot better than it has been in years past, But how we interact with each other, you know, everybody's grown. You know, let's act as such. Have some character for yourself. Have some standards. You know, if you have good experience, people talk well of others. You know, do the golden rule: do unto others as you want done unto you. Right. You know, things of that nature. This isn't high school. Let's stop the chitter chatter, the back and forths, and all that other stuff. Let's continue to grow. Let's continue to show other trades and other hobbyists, you know, how to conduct thyself. You know, that's something that I would change. Not nothing directly with the animals, but just something to that nature.
Gotcha. One thing I can say on my live stream, I developed a reputation per se, but I mean, I never had to like be rude or talk sideways, or it's just the way I conducted them that people would speak for me. Like, you know, well, if you go on Hank's stream, it's going to be like this. My chat is even different than most people, like, which, hey, is a beautiful thing, you know. People are talking about, you know, having the trolls. Oh man, the trolls came in, they doing this and they doing that. I don't know nothing about that. So yes, I agree with you totally. I don't understand, man, where common courtesy went, where, you know, I don't.
Yeah. It's a lot of internet thugs, a lot of, you know, thumb thugging, keyboard warriors, you know, a lot of stuff that you'll say in the confines of your home that you would not say directly in front of a lot of people.
Yeah. Most definitely. And, you know, depending on, I say, where you're from, you know, I tell people, I say, man, I come to your house and knock on your door. You know, I'm that guy. I'm not going to disrespect nobody, but I'm not going to be disrespected either.
100%.
Most definitely. Hey, we had 51 minutes, man. And when I pre-record, if I go over an hour, they're not going to let me upload. So, plug yourself. Speaking to the people, whatever it is you want to do, flow is open.
Hey, man, if you're not following me, follow me. You can catch me on Instagram, that's where I'm at pretty much all the time. You can go visit my merch store. If you check out my Instagram, you'll see my merch store on there. You can go ahead and get you some spicy new merch. You know, you see this shirt. This is probably one of the most popular shirts. Everybody loves this shirt.
Oh, that's live. Oh, that's live, though.
Hold on, wait a minute. You can go get you one, you know, pair of the slides.
Ah, yeah. Ah, see ya.
Yeah, so you get your pair of slides, and they are comfortable, you know what I'm saying? They are top of the line, so I got all kind of shirts, socks. I got a couple other things I'm about to upload on the site as well, you know. We can't tell, but fall is on the way, so we got to get them hoodies, got to get them sweatpants, you know, things of that nature. That's sweater. So, you know, I'm going to upload some more stuff here soon. But yeah, you can definitely check me out on there. And you can check out my Morph Market as well. Spicy Little Exotics on Morph Market. Right now, I only have one animal up there right now, which is a T-positive, heifer blood, Nicaraguan boa. He is for sale. Very good male, very good eater. Looks amazing. I just don't have any any reason to have him right now. I'm going a different direction, so... Very good, comes from my stock. So, you know, if you want to get you some an animal from me directly, just go, you know, check out my Morph Market. I'll definitely be uploading some more stuff here soon. And if you got any questions about anything, maybe you're in the DFW area, you want me to come through and do like a party or something with some kids, educational things, just get at me, shoot me a message, and I'll be happy to get with you.
Most definitely. Y'all heard him here. Hit him up. That's Mike of Spicy Noodles Exotics. Thank y'all for coming through, checking out this pre-record. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to do better and find a way to have, you know, more interactive live all the time, because that's how I would rather it also. tell somebody you love them, because you know somebody that needs to hear it. That tough guy, he's always no.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to hear that you love them. I work at a prison, and I've used the word love way more than once in my 8 years in this facility. Yeah, it surprised some people when the first time I did it, but they know me now. They're like, oh, man. You know, he don't be tripping. You know, he really care about people. Tell him you love him. Take care of these animals.
I got one more thing, brother, before we end off, man. I just want to say why I got you right here. I want to give you applause, brother, for coming in to the reptile community, doing what you're doing. You ain't have to do none of this. You know, you messaged me about doing this, and I'm feeling very excited leading up to this point. I'm excited that I got to do this here with you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, seeing me. I'm not the world's biggest breeder, you know, but I'm definitely about to make a name for myself. And like I said, I want to give you your flowers for that. And last but absolutely not least, I want to shout out, you know, my family right here. This is Swag Inc. Swag Inc. My uncle was incarcerated for many years. He is out here taking care of his people. He's helping people that have been incarcerated and on their way home, or who just got home, readapt themselves and reinvent themselves and be productive citizens of our community. So if you could just, you know, go holler at him at Swag Inc. He's in Missouri, Kansas City to be exact. And if you're in that light and you need some help, he will definitely get you down the road and get you squared away and take care of.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Thank you for putting that one up there, man. And yeah, thank you for coming on here, man. I always like myself. I said I'm one of the biggest cheerleaders, you know, that's out there for whatever reason, you know. And I tell people, you know, when I tell them, I say I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube. I got monetized, like we all want to get monetized. I say, but when I say I don't do this for the money, I stream late at night on Fridays. You know, I people watch my reruns more than anything. It's just the interaction with people. I just can't get away from it. You know, people, hey, you got to feel good. You got to smile. I mean, for God's sake, I had a mini stroke at my job May 4th.
Man.
May 4th.
This year.
I'm dealing with my anxiety is through the roof now. I'm getting treated. I'm going to different doctors. We really don't even know exactly why I had the stroke, but I don't think I missed the live stream.
Mm. Hey, God saw fit
for me to still have my motor skills. My face didn't sag, none of that. I got back in the gym today after being out for like a year because I'm like, hey, listen.
Amen.
You know, I got 30 years of weightlifting, and I done went a whole year. So, you know, I can make all these excuses, but my body has shown me, hey, man, come on. Come on, dog. Get back in there, you know. Stoke the fire back up.
That's it.
Hey, take care of yourselves. Tell somebody you love them. Take care of those animals. And we out of here. Peace.